Brought to you by the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges and a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. Unlock a whole new world of travel with the Capital One Venture X Card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Hey everybody, if you've been looking for love at first sight, it's closer than you think. It can be found at your local shelter. So this June 7th to June 9th, join the Pedigree Adoption Drive, and the Pedigree brand will reimburse your dog adoption fees nationwide. Pedigree knows that bringing a dog into your home not only opens their heart, it can open yours too. Visit pedigree.com/adoption-drive to learn more and see full terms and conditions.
Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
Welcome to Stuff You Should Know from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hey, and welcome to the podcast. Josh Clark, Chuck Bryant, we're here for you. How you doing, Chuck?
I'm doing well, Josh.
I'm doing pretty good too, Chuck. I just drank a vault on an empty stomach. I'm about to chew the cover off this microphone. I'm ready to go.
And you got another one lined up.
I do. This is my second one right now.
I don't even know what that is.
I'm about to pass out, actually, but I'll try to make it through.
Yeah, please don't. I can't carry this.
So I've got a great news item for you. You ready?
Sure.
Okay, so it turns out the sovereign nation of New Zealand actually enforces its law that you can't give a child a name over 100 characters long, and you can't give a child a name that could prove socially handicapping. You want to hear an example?
Charles Manson?
No. And arguably, I like it. I think it's very lilting and sweet, but it's arguably worse than Charles Manson. There's a 9-year-old girl who was in the midst of a custody battle with her parents, and the judge found out what the girl's name was and how much she hated it, and actually made her a temporary ward of the court so she could legally change her name herself.
Let's hear it.
Tallulah does the hula from Hawaii.
Wow.
I'm not kidding.
Is that two names? One name?
It's middle that's name? Her. That's her first name.
All spelled
it's
together.
It's separate words. And I think they actually even spelled it correctly, like the is not capitalized, that kind of thing.
That's ridiculous.
But I was reading this BBC article on it, and they brought up some other examples of names in New Zealand that some made it through and some didn't. There are a couple bizarre ones that made it through, like number 16 bus shelter.
Bus shelter?
Yes.
Okay.
And another one that made it through is Midnight Chardonnay, which I think Hugh Grant probably has designs on that poor child.
Yeah, I think it's no secret how that child was conceived.
Exactly, yeah. But there are a few more that didn't make it through, like Yeah, Detroit. Yeah. Sex Fruit.
Yeah.
And the twins, Fish and Chips. The federal government, or maybe even local government, moved to block those names.
Really?
But I'm curious, though. Is Charles W. Bryan, is that the name your parents gave you? Did you change it?
No. Charles Wayne. I was named after John Wayne, which is a true story.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't know what the W stands for.
Yeah, that's it. I'm Wayne.
Now I do. Well, if you have your original name, you know anything about this kind of thing? Is this in your field of expertise, perchance?
You know, my wife actually changed the spelling of her first name.
Oh, yeah?
Although not legally, but... Well, she spells it, you know, when she fills out her driver's license records and on her bank account, it's all spelled the Emily with an I-E and not Emily with a Y, but she never legally got it changed. But it just kind of goes to show how you can change these official documents without really having the court say you can.
Yeah, just by setting precedent, right?
Exactly.
But there are legal routes to do this kind of thing, right?
Right, and I think I know what you're getting to.
Yes. Chuck, how could one erase their identity and start over?
That's a great question.
Thanks.
Unfortunately, I hate to spoil this for the listeners, but there's really no way that you can completely erase your identity in this day and age, at least in the United States, without the government doing it for you.
Yeah, technology has made it a lot more difficult to commit just about any kind of crime, huh?
Yeah, in the old days, you could do, there was one thing called a paper trip, which is you could assume the identity of like a dead infant and get their records and claim their identity as your own.
It's depressing but effective.
Yeah.
Or
but,
it was. Right?
Yeah, you can't do that anymore, though, because, you know, computer records nowadays and everything, it makes it really difficult to completely erase your identity.
So I guess even if you do change your identity, there's still records of your former identity linking the two together, right?
Exactly. So if you're on the run from somebody, like you can change your name, pretty easily. Mm-hmm. If you have special circumstances, you can change your social security number, but you have to prove to the government that someone's either been misusing yours. And another reason you can change your social is if you're a victim of domestic violence and you really need to, you know, go underground where your ex-husband or ex-wife, I guess, if, you know, your victim of spousal abuse is a husband.
Which is actually not paid nearly enough attention to, husband abuse. I'm not kidding. It actually is a real problem. Men don't feel the least bit confident in admitting that they are abused by their wives. And
right.
I got to tell you, it's out there, you know?
Sure. Well, that's a podcast for another day.
Sure. Well, let's do it. We'll put it on a calendar.
Agreed.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Dad deserves something really nice for Father's Day, but let's face it, we usually don't do it. Big gifts are for Mother's Day. Picking something up on the way is for Father's Day. Well, let's make Father's Day something this year with the Bartesian Cocktail Maker. It whips up over 60 premium cocktails on demand, each ready at the push of a button. And right now, you get $50 off the Bartesian Cocktail Maker when you buy one pack of Dad's favorite cocktail capsules. Dad will publicly love that you saved $50 on the countertop machine that crafts premium cocktails on demand. And he'll secretly love that you splurged on him for Father's Day with the gift of a Bartesian. Because the only thing that lets Dad know he's the world's number one dad better than a world's number one dad coffee mug is an artisan cocktail in his hand. Make Dad's Father's Day and Father's Day cocktails with all natural juices and bitters without making any mess at all. Visit bartesian.com/father to get $50 off the best premium cocktail maker for Dad at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
So, like I said, you can change your social for several reasons. It needs to be approved. You can change your name. It depends what state you live in for the process you go through. But it generally costs, you know, $50 or under. And a judge actually rules, I thought that was interesting, whether or not you can change your name.
Well, that's only if there's objections, right?
Well, they make a ruling regardless, and it's always yes unless there's an objection.
Okay, so you basically, to change your name, you have to advertise it in the legal organ, that usually the county newspaper.
Right. And this is for the great state of Georgia that we live
right.
in.
Right, okay, I gotcha. So it does that for several weeks, and, you know, if somebody notices and they have an objection,
right.
they can object. And I actually know of an instance where that happened. You remember Jeff Kilooly?
Oh, who doesn't?
Yeah. So apparently, kneecapping America's sweetheart can get you some really bad press in this country, right?
Because right, he famously hit Nancy Kerrigan, ice skater Nancy Kerrigan, in the knees with a crowbar.
Yeah. On behalf, he said, he claimed, of his wife Tonya Harding,
right?
Who was in competition for Kerrigan for you know, America's sweetheart, that
right.
kind of thing. So after the whole thing dies down, a couple years after, Kilooly petitions to have his name changed to Jeff Stone.
Right.
There were plenty of Jeff Stones that lodged formal objections,
really?
Including, oddly enough, I heard the guy who played Jeff Stone, the son on the Donna Reed television show from the 60s. Isn't that weird?
Wow.
Yeah,
small world.
So people do object, but I think you have to be a little unsavory for somebody not want you to share their name.
Right. I would think Kilooly would have changed his name before that, just for the simple fact that his name was Kilooly.
Right, exactly. Yeah,
but that's
right,
just me.
Yeah. So you've given us a couple good reasons. Can you give us any famous cases of people changing their identities? I can.
Well, let's hear it.
Well, there was a really recent one. Radovan Karadzic, the Serbian leader from Bosnia Herzegovina, right?
Yeah.
back in the Balkan Wars, there's a lot of ethnic cleansing going on. And Radić was one of the ones who was committing genocide against the Muslims in that area. So the wars end. The U.S. indicts him for crimes against humanity. He drops out. Apparently, he was still something of a hero to the Serbian population around there. So he was hiding in plain sight to an extent. He actually grew a beard and became an alternative health guru and was living quite publicly in Belgrade.
Wow.
Finally, we get a very pro-American, pro-West leader in that area. And like the next month, Radić is under arrest and on trial. So, war crimes is a pretty good reason to change your identity as well.
Yeah. I think, you know, when I was researching this article, I found that a lot of people that inquire about this on the internet, you can get certain websites will say they'll change your name, but it's really just a big scam. They'll give you a fake ID and or reuse a bunch of the same records over and over. And it's really, for those of you out there that look into these, it's just a big money ripoff.
That's one of those things where if you want it done right, you have to do it yourself, I would imagine.
Yeah.
You know, especially if you're having trouble with your identity through identity theft or whatever. But I guess if your identity gets so ragged out, it doesn't matter who you trust it to change it for you, you know? But I wonder if the percentage of people changing their identity is on the rise, what with identity theft just exploding all over the place.
Yeah, I think, I mean, that's one of the problems of the internet is identity theft. And it's also one of the problems of people not being able to change their identity because of the paper trail via computer. So it's sort of a double-edged sword.
So, Chuck, do you want to give our listeners the number they can call if they're interested in changing their Social Security number?
Yeah, if you're a victim of spousal abuse or if your Social Security number's been tampered with, you can call 1-800-772-1213 to inquire to the SSA about, you know, what you can do.
And for all the great details, you can read Chuck's article, How Can I Erase My Identity and Start Over, on HowStuffWorks.com. And stick around to find out what article makes Chuck think of Frankenstein right after this.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at PurdueGlobal.edu.
Dad deserves something really nice for Father's Day, but let's face it, we usually don't do it. Big gifts are for Mother's Day. Picking something up on the way is for Father's Day. Well, let's make Father's Day something this year with the Bartesian Cocktail Maker. It whips up over 60 premium cocktails on demand, each ready at the push of a button. And right now, you get $50 off the Bartesian Cocktail Maker when you buy one pack of Dad's favorite cocktail capsules. Dad will publicly love that you saved $50 on the countertop machine that crafts premium cocktails on demand. And he'll secretly love that you splurged on him for Father's Day with the gift of a Bartesian. Because the only thing that lets Dad know he's the world's number one dad better than a world's number one dad coffee mug is an artisan cocktail in his hand. Make Dad's Father's Day and Father's Day cocktails with all natural juices and bitters without making any mess at all. Visit bartesian.com/father to get $50 off the best premium cocktail maker for Dad at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
We're back. Thanks for hanging around. I don't blame you. What article is it, Chuck?
Well, it's sort of misleading. It's not Frankenstein, the doctor who created the monster, but it's the awesome 70s instrumental groovy song, Frankenstein.
That's it. Do we have to pay anybody for that?
I don't think so. If we paid anyone, it would be Johnny Winter, because that's his song.
Okay, all right.
And you going to ask me why?
Yeah, this is kind of, you. Not only did we start, you misled me to mislead the readers, and now I'm just as confused as ever. Why would that possibly remind you of Frankenstein? What article are you talking about?
Well, because Johnny Winter famously has albinism. A along with his brother, fellow musician Edgar Winter of the Edgar Winter Group. They're both albinos.
Apparently, it runs in the family.
So the article, How Albinism Works, is that's the one.
So do you just sit there and Frankenstein plays over and over in your head every time you read it?
Over and over. I get the earworm.
Well, that's fantastic, Chuck. So you can read all about albinism and all sorts of other interesting articles on HowStuffWorks.com. Check it out.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@HowStuffWorks.com.
Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
Childproofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.